presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with physical powers beyond the belief of mortal men, and who fights for truth and justice disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As you remember, Kent accompanied Professor A.B. Thorpe, inventor of a new bathysphere diving bell, to the Caribbean Sea to find a sunken Spanish gold treasure. Despite a hurricane that almost spelled disaster, the treasure, 2 million in gold, was brought up from a depth of 300 feet, only to be stolen by Pete Escobar, a half-breed desperado, who attacked Thorpe's ship, the Juanita, in the dead of night and seriously wounded Maddox, the captain. In the meantime, unknown to Kent, Bill Wentworth, a Daily Planet reporter, and Jimmy Olsen, the paper's copy boy, are in Manao searching for him. At the moment, they are trapped in their hotel room by Escobar's men, who set the wooden building on fire. Aboard the Juanita, headed for Manao Harbor, Clark Kent decided Captain Maddox couldn't live unless he received medical attention at once. As Superman, he lifted the unconscious captain in his arms and flew with him to Manao, miles away, where he finally found a doctor. We join him now in the doctor's office. Listen.
Doctor Corraldo, is there any chance of saving Captain Maddox?
That is very difficult to tell. I will do my best.
Well, you've got to do everything in your power, Doctor. You've got to. Spare no expense.
Of course not, Senor.
Do you want me to wait here?
That will not be necessary. Your friend will be given every attention.
All right. I'll be back then in about an hour. I've got to meet an incoming boat.
Adios, Senor.
Poor Maddox. It's bad for him. Oh, why couldn't I have been up on deck when Escobar attacked him? It would have been a far different story to tell. Well, I suppose there's nothing to do but hope for the best. There. What's that red glow in the sky near the waterfront? It's like a building on fire. It is. Maybe I can be of some help. Look at that thing blaze. Not a chance of saving it. Burn to the ground in 5 minutes. Hold on. There's someone trapped on the third floor. I saw a face at the window. I'm sure I did. There's only one way I can reach whoever it is. As Superman. I'll duck around to the other end of the building, away from the crowd.
There we are. Now, up the side. And through this window. Great Scott, it's blazing in here. Pushing fire doesn't bother me. Now, where would the room be? The room where I thought I saw the face of the window. Now, here's the hall. 3 doors leading off it. Have to try them all. Kick the doors in. Here goes. This room's empty. Well, try the next. Empty. Only one to go. Well, this door's already fallen in. This is the room. I'm too late. It's like the heart of a blast furnace. Great Scott, there is someone in the room. A man and a boy. Both unconscious. Another second and those flames will get to the... Why, Bill Wentworth of the Daily Planet. And young Jimmy Olsen. Got to get them out of here alive. It's the last thing I do. One under each arm. There we are. Now, back along the hall to the window where I came in. Before some of those falling timbers land on us. There we are. No time to raise the window. Have to kick the rest of the glass through. There, that does it. Now, outside. And up. Up. And away.
Come on, Jimmy. Another glass of water.
Oh, Mr. Kent, that's all I've been doing. Drinking water. My insides are floating.
Well, you know what Dr. Corallo said. Plenty of liquid. Being exposed to those hot flames so long dehydrated you.
What does that mean?
Well, when you've been dehydrated, most of the water is gone from your body. And the human body must have water to live. So down the hatch with it, young fellow.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the last glass I'll drink. I feel all right, Mr. Kent. Say, how's Bill Wentworth?
Well, he got a few bad burns on his hands and legs, but he'll be all right in a day or two. Now then, suppose you take a deep breath and tell me everything that happened before you were caught in that hotel fire.
First, I want to know how we got out. Last thing I remember, the door fell in and the room filled up with fire.
Oh, never mind about that. What were you doing in the hotel in the first place?
Pete Escobar's men chased us up there from the Paradise Cafe.
Yes?
I told you how we went to the cafe to hire Escobar's boat.
Uh-huh.
And how I found that Spanish gold piece on the floor.
Yes, but how did Escobar know that you were connected with the Juanita and Professor Thorpe?
That was my fault. I told him we wanted the boat to look for the Juanita.
Oh. Are you sure, Jimmy, that the gold piece you found was an old Spanish doubloon?
Of course it is. Bill Wentworth saw it, and he said it was.
Mm-hmm.
The date on it was 1784. That makes it old enough, doesn't it?
Yep, it's part of Professor Thorpe's treasure, all right. Now we have to figure out a way to get it back from Escobar.
Well, I'll help you.
No, no, you won't.
Huh?
You got all the adventure you're going to have on this trip.
Yes.
Incidentally, young fellow, this is the second time you've stowed away on a plane. What do you think Mr. White's going to say when he finds out?
Well, he won't find out if you don't tell him.
Oh, I see. Expect me to keep things undercover for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. It all depends on how you behave from now on. If you stay out of trouble, I might be inclined to forget what happened.
Oh, Mr. Kent, you're swell.
Save the bouquets for later, Jimmy. Now, you stay right here at Dr. Corrales' house while I go down to the docks to meet the Juanita. She should be in soon.
Oh, please let me come along.
No, nothing doing.
Oh, please, Mr. Kent.
Oh, now, you're supposed to rest.
But I feel fine. Really, I do.
Well, you sure?
Absolutely. Never felt better in my life.
Hmm. Well, maybe it'll be safer to take you with me. At least I can keep an eye on you. Come along.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Remember now, Jimmy. You get yourself into trouble again, it'll be the last time I ever go to
that. What happened, Carlos? It took a long time.
It started a fire, Escobar. Take time.
A fire?
See, we chased them, the man and the boy, to the hotel.
So?
They would not come out of the room, so we burned them out. Like rats.
You mean the hotel caught on fire?
See, it was the accident. It's too bad the Americanos were on the third floor and could not come down.
Yes, it's very sad. Now there is only one left, Torres, the professor.
He will not bother us, Escobar.
One can never be sure. Pedro has come from the docks to tell me the Juanita has been seen rounding the lighthouse. Would not be safe for us if she came through the channel and anchored in Manao Harbor.
But what can we do? Darkness does not come for the 3 hours.
We do not need darkness, Carlos, for what I have planned. It can be done in daylight. You know the channel leading to the harbor.
She's very narrow, but deep.
Correct. Now, open that closet. What do you see inside, Carlos?
Two, three. Why are they cannonballs with chains?
No, Carlos. They are not cannonballs. They are small underwater mines with which to blow up ships.
Mines? To blow up ships?
Si, Carlos. And they are just right for the Juanita. Bring them out, but handle them gently.
Sure. What you do with them, huh?
The channel leading to Manao Harbor is narrow, no? We will place the little mines across the channel so that when the Juanita comes through, she cannot miss them. But come, time is short. Here. I will carry 4 of them. Follow me out the back door.
There are people standing on the shore, Escobar. They will see us.
Who cares? They will think we are fishing. Slow down. Now, you must be very careful, Carlos. I have set the firing pins on the mines. Do not shake them or they will go off and blow us to pieces. Slow down. We come to the channel.
There is the Juanita, Escobar. Offshore.
We must work fast. Stop the motor. Now, lift them up. One at a time. But be careful.
How many are left, Escobar?
3. You are doing well. Easy, easy. Now the last one. Bueno, Carlos. When she comes into the channel, the Juanita will have a surprise.
Start the motor, Escobar.
Don't be a fool. You want to hit one of the mines? Wait until the tide carries us away.
But the Juanita, Escobar, she's coming for the channel.
There is time, mi amigo. Plenty of time. She is still a mile away and moving slowly. All right. Now, start her up. Give her the gun, Carlos.
Gee, Mr. Kent, I never knew the Juanita was that big. Oh, she looks like an ocean liner.
Well, you wouldn't have thought so if you'd seen the way that hurricane tossed her around. But she's a sturdy little ship, all right. Any other boat would have broken in two. How's your eyesight, Jimmy?
Oh, pretty good.
Can you see anybody on deck?
Mm-hmm. There's a man standing at the rail on the left side.
Jimmy, I'm surprised at you talking about the left side of a boat. Huh? Well, there's no such animal.
Well, he is on the left side.
Ah, you mean the port side.
Oh, sure.
Now, can you see his face? Is he an elderly man with a white goatee?
Mm-hmm. I think he is.
Well, then it's Professor Thorpe. Will he be surprised to see me?
Say, how does the boat come into the harbor?
Why, through that narrow channel between those rock jetties over there.
Out there where the motorboat is?
Yes, that's right.
That motorboat had better get out of the way or the Juanita will hit it.
Oh, no, no, don't you worry, Jimmy.
Say, what's a motorboat doing out there in the channel anyway?
Oh, fishing or testing the depth of the water.
Say,
One
of them just dropped something overboard.
Huh?
I said one of the men in the motorboat just dropped something overboard.
Oh. Or probably just a channel marker.
Hey, look. The motorboat is moving away now. And the Juanita's moving, too.
Yep. She's heading right for the channel.
Yeah. Hey, do you think they'll get in there safely, Mr. Kent?
Oh, sure. Sure she can.
I don't know. That channel's awful narrow. I'd be kind of scared if I were on board that big, wide boat.
Scared, Jimmy? Well, there's nothing in that channel to be scared of.
Nothing to be scared of. If only Clark Kent knew how wrong he was. But only Escobar and Carlos, watching the Juanita from a wooded cove far up the shore, know that eight deadly underwater mines are strung across the channel, waiting to blow Professor Thorpe's ship sky high. What chance has Superman of saving the Juanita? What can he do standing on the dock in the guise of Clark Kent? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.